We hear descriptions about them, but I think people might mix up between inflatables, as in rigid inflatables, and these things. Can you just clarify what's being talked about?
Yes, so when we're talking about the inflatables that we believe are generally a risk to the public and shouldn't be used in open waters, we're talking about the kind of inflatable that you like inflatable mattresses, inflatable toys, so the lower end of inflatable toys like that, really. It doesn't include things like rigid inflatable boats. It doesn't include proper inflatable dinghies, such as the type that might be used by people on larger yachts and water cruisers to get in and out of there from moorings. So it's very much the kind of the smaller inflatables that people can buy in sort of pretty much any shop and just take to the water. They're really toys, and they're for confined spaces, pools and things like that, but not for the open water.
And because they're light like that, they're particularly susceptible to the influence of tide and wind and waves, and quite clearly can be easily blown out away from beaches.
They are indeed. I mean, any proper craft, including some of the bigger inflatables, the inflatable boats, proper boats, they're designed in such a way that they're lower in the water, they're bigger, they're heavier, and they don't have the same kind of windage. But certainly these inflatables we're talking about, they sit very much on top of the water. There's no keel, and they do get blown very, very quickly offshore, or they can be taken way out by tide and current. Yes,
these are the kind of things, then, Kevin, aren't they, if I were to describe it in the public mind, as if you were carrying one of these down to the water and the wind caught it, it would quickly blow it away from your hands.
It would indeed, yes. Yeah, that's exactly the kind of thing we're talking about. Yeah. Yeah, so the small inflatable mattresses, the little inflatable canoes, toy dinghies, that kind of thing. That's very much what we're talking about, yes.
There have been several incidents in the past couple of months where young people, particularly children, have been very lucky because somebody came across them, or the RNLI rescued them. Why is the public, do you think, not taking sufficient notice of the warnings?
I'm not sure, really. I think it's probably down to just a lack of awareness of the risk, but they do have a risk, and we've been saying that. Coast Guard have been saying it. Water Safety Ireland have been saying it. So, you know, we would like people to pay attention to the advice, because, you know, they're just not designed for open water and large spaces like that.
I suppose the obvious question to ask or to query is, why isn't there a warning on these items when they're being sold that they can be dangerous in open water?
I don't know the answer to that. That's probably something for trading standards in terms of the information that's given on something like that. But there's plenty of warning from the likes of ourselves and Coast Guard and others in terms of the dangers of using them.
So the message really is, take note of what's being said and be careful. I suppose one of the points being made that if they are being used at the foreshore, as people will do, they should be tied onto something so they can't blow away.
They really should, but even at that, the foreshore, particularly any kind of open water, it is potentially dangerous, and we would just prefer that people didn't use them in that kind of situation. But I suppose, you know, if they are being used, then tying on would give some extra degree of safety, but they're still inherently dangerous in open water.